Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And since nobody played out of our professional teams tonight, I'm giving the Casamigos Big Shot of the Night to Alex Wenberg. Come on down! The Rangers acquire Alex Wenberg. You probably just heard Marco say it in the update. And the New York Post writes that the Rangers got the center they've been targeting for weeks. Now the question is, what kind of third line will Peter Laviolette build around Seattle's Alex Wenberg? The 29-year-old Swede acquired for a 2024 second rounder and a 2025 fourth rounder at 50% of his $4.5 million cap hit. Rangers fans, call me up. Tell me what you think. Tell me how you feel. The deadline is still 2 days away. More could be done. And I don't pretend to know more about hockey than I do. I don't pretend to know more about the Rangers than I do. So that gives you the floor to call me up, educate me, maybe educate the audience, and tell us, what does this do for your New York Rangers? Does this make you feel stronger about their chances to hoist Lord Stanley's cup? We'll find out. 877-337-6666. Still streaming live on TikTok at Keith_McPherson, and taking your calls at 877-337-6666. What I like to do once we get through the first 4 hours of the 5 hour sprint is open it up, open mic night, open mic time. And yeah, the thing that I'm going to lead with, and I'll mix in some other stuff, is, you know, a lot of people I saw in the TikTok chat and even on Twitter, like, hey, are you going to talk about Manasquan? You know, the Manasquan Warriors are from my area. The best Pop Warner football game I played in my life, I played at Manasquan High School. And I just saw that Manasquan High School, those young boys were robbed. I think they were robbed of a potential state championship against Camden. I got to go through everything again to make sure I'm correct. But from what I saw online, there was video evidence, there was photo evidence, there was just enough evidence that that buzzer beater that these young men pulled off should have stood, should have counted. And unfortunately, with like 0.5 seconds left, you see these kids jumping up and down. They think they've won, and the refs step in. Typical refs, worse than the NBA refs. And the New Jersey State playoffs, Camden wins. They defeat Manasquan. And yeah, there's a lot of controversy online about that. I think I even saw our very own Craig Carton wrote, the NJSIAA has long been incompetent, an incompetent clown organization. Sadly, that hasn't and won't change. Manasquan got screwed, period, stop. Can't ask Camden not to play for the state title, but it would be cool if they could or would. So I guess that was the playoffs. It wasn't the state championship, and I guess it was to go to the state championship. And yeah, it's just not right, especially with kids, man, especially when you don't have to make that call. You don't make that call unless you're 100% sure. But that's basketball. These guys at all levels make calls that they're not 100% sure of. I saw Frank the Tank weighed in. He said, this is a crime. Camden needs to do the right thing and forfeit the win. The corrupt NJISSA is a joke. It's Manasquan that won. It's clear as day. The refs appear to be on the take. So, yeah, maybe there's a chance something gets done here. Jersey Sports Zone says another update in the Manasquan Camden saga an hour ago. The Manasquan Board of Education has retained the Clark Law Firm, which is looking to prevent Saturday's Arts Camden State Championship game before being heard by the New Jersey Superior Court. They should forthwith declare Manasquan the official, the official winner and clear them to play Arts High School in the championship game. Yeah, they should. Let's see if that gets done. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Jarvis up in Harlem.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
I'm good, but my live just ended on TikTok for inactivity. Your live has discontinued to come on. Like, bro, what? I was rolling. I guess because if you don't touch your phone, I'm hosting a radio show live. Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I want to talk about the Marcel to the Mets. I'm like, all these Yankee fans are just concerned that he's going to leave free agent, that he's going to sign with the Mets, man. I mean, he's not signed with the Mets. He's a Yankee now. You know, I'm not getting concerned about that. I'm just ready for open the season for the New York Yankees. Cause I'm a Yankee fan. Cause, you know, they think that, like, I know the Yankee fans are like, hate Brian Cashman cause they think they like, you know, Brian Cashman never get it right because he don't spend money on nothing. Because, you know, I know the team haven't been to World Series in like, since, 2009, been 16 years, so I don't know. I understand why Yankee fans are concerned that he's going to leave the Mets. But, you know, what has the Mets done? They won 75 games.
It's just talk, man. It's just talk. Thanks for the call, Jarvis. It's nonsense. I'm already tired of it. That's why I came in today in my open. I'm like, spring training should be shorter or there should be less coverage of it. It's so whack. The Met fan has nothing to look forward to this season, so they've already pivoted to Juan Soto's going to be a Yankee next year. Like, they haven't had enough disappointment with who and what they thought was going to happen for the Mets. Like, Pete Alonso might be wearing another jersey next year. That shouldn't happen, but it's on the table. Instead of hyping up Francisco Alvarez, instead of hyping up Edwin Diaz's return, instead of hyping up the walk year for Pete Alonso, the most interesting and most noteworthy thing coming out of Mets camp is that they are going to be one of probably five teams that bids for Juan Soto. That's pathetic. It's whack. I know I wouldn't want to be. I'd be pissed off. If I'm a Met fan, I'm like, that's it? That's what's coming out of our camp? We're gushing over how we're going to try to lure a Yankee to, like, don't you guys have enough Yankee Mets? LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets! Matt is out in New York somewhere. What's up, Matt? You're on the fan in New York.
What's going on, bro? How you doing? I hear everybody's going crazy, giving you a hard time.
No. Just internet people. The internet is a fake place. I just mute all the tweets and I mute all the accounts and that's nothing. And you know what? It does nothing. I get to come to work and I get the microphone. I get to talk while they're typing. It does not change my day. I'm having a blast tonight, and whenever I get these 5-hour shows, I have a blast.
Nah, man, you're always doing your thing. Like, I've been listening for a few hours. I wasn't even going to call tonight, but I just heard all these people moaning. It's like, what are you guys talking about? Like,
yeah, and even the last call with Lewis, like, bro, if you're a Yankees fan and you're talking about it was stupid for Cashman to make the trade for Juan Soto because he's just going to walk to Queens, come on, bro, I gotta hang up on you.
Right, and give up all the picks and all this. Like, come on, bro. It's obvious they're basically all in. So, and when you're all in, you make moves like that, and you don't think at the trade deadline that, you know, if they're making moves, which it looks like they're gonna, that they're not gonna start, you know,
the Yankees didn't give up another piece. The Yankees didn't give up one player that they need to be successful this year. They can be successful this year without all of those guys. Great trade.
Right, exactly. But, you know, you're the man. I mean, it just cracks me up. Every time I talk to you, it's like, you're so chill, and it's so funny just listening sometimes to some of these people just like, come on, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's great. Come on. It's great. Thanks for the call, Matt. I think it's twofold, right? I always talk about how every host here has detractors, haters, people that agree with them, don't agree. Like, I don't even block people on Twitter. I just blocked this dummy that just came in, and he was like, I hate that I share a fan base with this guy. You hate that you share a fan base with me? You hate that you share your Yankee fandom with me? because I believe that Juan Soto has a legit chance to finish his career with the Yankees. I understand. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. I don't rock with most of you. There's a lot of Yankee fans that I got to work with. I don't rock with them at all. I think they're lame. I think they're losers. I think they're whack. I'm definitely going to start calling them out, too, when I see them face to face. No, don't shake my hand. We're not cool. I don't rock with you. Go that way. And then a lot of these nerds online that think because they cracked 5,000 followers on Yankees Twitter, there's some type of authority. They know something because they're paying for a check mark. That's cool. Do something, though. Like, actually achieve something. Be somebody. And then maybe you'll get some respect. 877-337-6666. One's on the clock on my watch. I wish for the Yankees to win the World Series. One's on the clock. I wish for a World Series win this year. not when I'm 55. Let's go to Andre in Patterson on the fan. Welcome back. This is the mayor of Patterson. What's up, Dre?
Chief, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. What you got for us tonight?
Keith, I want to talk Hinchcliffe Stadium.
Oh, I've been. I've been. So, I don't know if you caught it, but I had Bob Kendrick on last month, Black History Month, but really just because I love Bob. He's the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. And I started talking to him about the game that's going on in Alabama, the Rickwood Field game, where I believe it's the Cardinals versus the Giants in June.
That's correct.
I actually got to reach out to the Players Alliance to see if they could use a young brother like me from New York to do any content or, whatever. But I mentioned to him, and I don't think he's got up here yet to see Hinchcliffe Stadium, but I'm like, hey, if they can do that down there, we can figure out something up here.
Actually, Keith, I extended an invitation to him, and now I'm extending it to you. On April 11th, we're opening up our Negro League Baseball Museum.
Oh, I have to come see it. Yes. I mean, I know where the building is. I've seen it. It's done. It's ready to launch.
We want you there, Keith. We want royalty.
What time?
Radio royalty, 11 a.m. And Bob Kendrick says he's coming.
Oh, great. Then I'm definitely going to be there.
So he'll see Hinchcliffe Stadium for himself, and so will you.
Awesome. Okay.
And, Keith, we've got to get the Field of Dreams game in Patterson. I had a very promising Zoom meeting on Monday with MLB officials.
Awesome.
And they're coming up in May. They're coming up in May for a site visit. I want the New York Yankees versus the New York Mets. You can LGYM all you want on this one. And let's have them. The Yankees will don the uniforms of the New York Black Yankees who played at Hinchcliffe Stadium.
Yeah.
And the Mets could put on the New York Cubans uniforms.
That's the idea, man.
Why not?
Mayor, okay, while I have you, here's a question that someone tried to pose to me back when we, had the launch last May. And I said this. So, people were like, oh, you can't have a Major League Baseball game here. Where's everyone going to park? There's neighborhoods around this stadium. There's going to be too many people. It's going to be overrun. It's not feasible. What do you say to that?
Right. So what I say to this is we'll take all the necessary measures. We actually told Major League Baseball we work with the county, we work with the state, contact the governor's office. We'll make sure, like, if it was a World Cup game, that's how we're going to treat it.
Mm-hmm. And I know you guys
can get everything we can. We got
shuttles,
downtown.
Get buses.
We can shuttle people up.
Yeah, drop people off. You don't have to drive. There could be pickup locations.
Keith, we had a soccer game, a month ago. An Ecuadorian national team played there. Sold out the stadium.
Of course.
And we could do it with Major League Baseball.
What's the capacity? Because down there at Rickwood, I don't think they can put more than 10,000 people in there.
Yeah, no, they can't. Ours is like 7,800, so about 8,000.
Okay, good. So then, those tickets are going to be premium, similar to Field of Dreams, right? There weren't many seats at Field of Dreams, but people were there.
That's correct. That is correct. So that's our plan. Put Patterson on the map. Hinchcliffe Stadium, and we want you at the museum grand opening on April 11th.
Okay, yeah, just looking at my phone, I see you text me. I was about to say, did you send an email? You text me, so I'll be able to.
I did, and I'm going to send you a flyer, too, as a follow-up.
Okay, 11 a.m. on a Monday I can make. I won't be on
the
radio.
No, I don't think it's a Monday. I think it's a Wednesday, if I'm not
mistaken. Okay, I think I just punched that in on the 11th is the Monday is March. The 11th is a Thursday in April.
Yeah, Thursday. There you go. Can you make it at 11?
Yeah. I'm on the radio at 11 p.m. Never on the radio really at 11 a.m. Unless I'm filling in, which I doubt I'll be doing that. I want to go. I mean, I want to be there. I want to do content on it. I want to share it with my audience. And I appreciate you keeping me in the loop on everything, you know?
Thank you, Keith. I'm a big fan. Are you on the fan?
Yeah, likewise.
I'm going to call in when you're on.
Yeah, I'm glad to be an extension of you guys in Paterson, New Jersey, me being a Jersey guy and what you guys are doing. I think it's great, and I think it'll get done, and I know we'll be celebrating when it actually happens.
Let's do it, Keith. Come on. L-E-Y-M and L-E-H. Let's go, Hinchcliffe.
Thanks for the call, Dre. L-G-Y-M, let's go Yankee Mets, and let's go Hinchcliffe Stadium in Paterson. I have a dream. I have a dream of a Negro Leagues Field of Dreams type of game happening in the Garden State where I was born and raised and still am, where the Yankees and the Mets show up to play in that beautiful ballpark that they reinvented, that they brought back to life. It's a historic landmark, and I just think it would be great for the area. I think it would be great for the city of Paterson. I think it would be great for New York, New Jersey, for the national audience to see it. This game going on at Rickwood Stadium in Alabama, I may try to get down there for it June 20th. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like between the Cardinals and the Giants. I just know we could do better up here, and it would be great to see it actually happen. 877-337-6666. It's open mic time, right? The mayor just chimed in, and I know Ross in Bergen County's got something to say, and Peter in Manhattan's got something to say. If you've got something to say, call 877-337-6666 right now. My time's running out. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you have been and are now rocking with the best. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get back into it. Whatever you want to talk about. I mean, show's pretty much over, but let's close strong. Let's run through the tape. It's a sprint, never a marathon. Something I wanted to bring to the table that I hadn't mentioned yet, but you look, I keep things in a tuck. I told you I had clips loaded and was saving this one for the end. 19 years ago. What was I doing 19 years ago? Who knows? I think I was in high school. 19 years ago, our very own Suzanne Waldman became the first woman to be a primary color commentator in Major League Baseball, making Major League Baseball history full time. I love Susan. Never a bad word about Susan, straight up. People have tried to make fun of Susan, say some things about Susan that don't sit well with me. Because before I ever imagined being on the Fan, I listened to Susan Waldman and I listened to John Sterling, and I was fans of them both. And then when I got to meet them both, they were better in person than I could have imagined. Embraced me, accepted me. I love getting texts from Susan. I don't take advice from people that haven't gone where I'm trying to go. I take any advice that Susan Waldman has to share. She is an icon. She's a legend. I will be down there in Tampa, and you'll see me post a picture with her when I get with her. Hope your foot feels good, Susan. Hopefully you're ready for a great Yankee season and a return to dominance. You are a trailblazer. It is Women's History Month, and I wasn't going to go this whole show without giving you your flowers. You are appreciated. You are the best, and it is even greater for me to have a relationship with you in real life after being a fan for all of these years. 877-337-6666. Ross in Bergen County on the Fan whenever he wants to be.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How's it going?
You know, I'm finishing the show, trying to run through the tape, like I said, and it's open mic time. I'm not going to force the Aaron Rodgers conversation or Saquon Barkley or Jalen Brunson or Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to follow up that last one. I wasn't expecting the mayor of Patterson, nearby Patterson, for me to get on the line while I was on hold.
Listen, not for nothing, bro. These goofy Mets fans online think I'm some type of loser. They think I'm some type of nerd. I high-key got connections, and I got respect to some high-influence people, some high-ranking officials, not just political, but, like, you'll see if you keep following my show and following me online who I have the respect of, who is listening. This is New York, man. This is the greatest radio market. Like,
yeah,
there are no secrets. I'm no secret to anybody at this point in time, and I'm blessed that people have given it up and shown me love and respect. So, yeah.
Well, I remember you bringing it up a while back, I think midway through the season. Cause I had been there. I was at a broadcast camp. I think I remember telling you, and we didn't call out like a normal feed, but they brought us over to call at one of the Jackal games over there, because that's where the Jackals play.
Right.
And, you know, it's a nice place. They did a good job with it, but I don't know how they're going to pull off getting an MLB attendance there, because, I mean, it's right on the main road. You know, they got like normal.
And that's what I asked Andre, but you know what? Where there's a will, there's a way, and it's already in motion, man. It's already in motion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Zach Campbell's going to have a harder time. He's not going to have to deal with court talks this time like he did at Iowa.
I always forget that he exists until somebody says his name.
I sat
on the plane in front of him on the way to the All-Star game in Colorado a few years back. I'm like, I would end up on the plane in front of Zach Campbell.
I actually wound up on one of his videos in the background. He was at it was a Marlin game. I don't think it was the Keith Hernandez day.
I ended up in one of his videos too.
Dude, well, we've seen him going in, waiting at the gate. We see kids taking pictures of him. You see, obviously, the younger demographic. I guess there's kids that look up to him. I guess it's kind of cool with the ball hawk. He himself is just
it's not that cool.
Character.
Kids don't know too much.
And, well, don't see the reality of it when they're in their 40s still doing it, God forbid.
I had tried to defuse the situation on opening day 2021 because I'm pretty sure we were facing the Toronto Blue Jays. And Zach had tweeted something about the bleacher creatures and how we were harassing Teoscar Hernandez. And he said something along the lines of, like, we crossed the line making fun of his Dominican heritage. Little did he know it was my boy Rob, who's Dominican, and other Dominicans saying things to him. And so they were about to check Zach, and I went down to try and defuse the situation.
He got into Rocky Waters, too, real quick. I want to get to an original pool real quick. I want to stall, but there's, I don't know if you know this Angel Streamer, YouTuber. He does MLB The Show. He's a, I don't
Angel?
Want to use the wrong term, but he's an Angels fan. He streams MLB The
Angels
Show.
Oh, he's an Angels fan.
Yeah, and he had a connection with Cedric Mullins, and, like, they kind of flew him out, so he did something for him. He's not an Oriole fan, but he had a connection with Mullins. And Mullins had hit a homer in a game that Hample also was at, and he had caught it. Who else but Hample catches it? And someone records it and says, what are you doing, Rob? I forget the guy's name. He says, what are you doing, man? You got to give it to the Mullins guy. And Hample looks at the camera and says, I'm the Mullins guy tonight. And he deactivated Twitter and everything, because this guy gets, like an actual following, and people went through his mentions. He had to delete the app. He put, like, an apology. I don't think he's on Twitter anymore. I mean, listen, man.
They got him out the paint.
You look at his crib tour. I don't like to judge, but you look at his crib tour, man. For a middle-aged man, he looks like a 14-year-old girl's dorm. I swear to God, he's got the magazine posters up on the walls. He's got the rubber band ball. Listen, man. He lives his life. I could not step in those shoes. I don't know how he does it. But anyway, man, I want to get a quick Ranger point off, and I took up too much of your time. Listen, man, we get Wendberg. Solid piece. He should be one of many. Not go crazy, but they got to fill that first right wing spot. But for the third line center he is, you see he'll go down early. They've kind of had that void. You put Brodzinski there. He filled those shoes for a little bit, but he's been pointless for a while now. Listen, Wedberg's not going to stack up points and goals and all that. He's going to win your faceoffs. He's a solid piece, but Drury cannot call it quits here. Go out, get Vetrano. It was kind of tough something with the cap. Like, the Ducks can't retain cap on another player, so they have to get another team involved. You see Tarasenko off the board. I saw people bring up Buchnevich. I don't know if you know him from the Blues. He used to be a Ranger. He was a fan favorite for a while. They could get him, maybe. Mm-hmm. Even Duclair was a former Ranger. They got options. Right wing, they got options. Even Gensel, that's the guy I was forgetting. Jake Gensel on Pittsburgh, he's kind of the long shot, but they're rumored to be one of the remaining teams. And on him, they'd have to give up a haul for him, because he's kind of entering the prime of his career. I think, I'm not sure if he's on a cap year, on a contract year, but as long as they got to get a new human being that's not on this roster now to fill that first right wing spot, because Kako ain't cutting it. And if Kako is the final straw between a trade or not, and they hold up a trade because of a guy who puts up 30 points on a good year, listen, man, I already got issues with Drury, but if we hold up a trade because of Kako, it's the year of our Lord 2024, man, we are on a
You're holding
a
up bad trades for the Sphere, bro. I was talking to Marco about the whole first-round pick in the started. Sphere. I'm like, is that a real thing?
Don't even get it. Just to draft some 25-year-old Russian dude who's going to be in the KHL by 2029, so they could, have Coldplay playing in the background with the Milky Way visual up top. I swear, you guys got the brain of a 5-year-old. I swear to God. You can't make it up, man. Appreciate the talk.
Thanks for the call, Ross. Ross is a great young sports fan trying to be a broadcaster one day, listens to the fan a lot, interacts on Twitter. He would be great. I just had the thought. I'm like, we got to get a day where he calls Paulie. Maybe when Paulie hosts the show, Ross can call him and talk puck. Those guys can run it up talking the NHL. Let's keep it rolling on the fan. 877-337-6666. It's Frank out in Brooklyn. What's up, Frank?
Good evening, sir. Mr. McPherson, we spoke in September when I mentioned Roberto Clemente Day.
Yeah, I remember. Go ahead.
When I said September 15th, you said Roberto Clemente Day. I went down there for that game. I got sick. I meant his sons. But I got sick at that game because people were coughing all around me.
Oh,
but anyway,
man.
I'm calling because where is that? Is the name of that Hinchcliffe? I just heard that, Joe. I just turned the radio on with this stadium in Patterson.
Yes, Hinchcliffe Stadium in Patterson, New Jersey. It's H-I-N-C.
No, I wrote it. I got it down. Okay. I went and looked it up because it's the 11th, April the 11th.
No, so April the 11th, what the mayor was just talking about, they have a whole museum right next to the stadium. So when they renovated the stadium, they also built up a museum that's going to tell the history of Larry Doby and the New York Black Yankees and the Negro Leagues playing there and all that stuff. And it's a nice building. I can't wait to go and see the actual museum.
11 a.m. I'm going to be there. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned the game June 20th. That's my sister's birthday, June 20th.
Are you going down to Alabama for that?
I was thinking about it. I called the stadium up. Listen to this story. I called the stadium up. It's 10 o'clock at night just to hear if I could get a recording. The caretaker of the stadium picks up, Mr. Watkins. And he was wondering why I was calling at 10 o'clock. I said, no, I thought I was going to get a recording. So we spoke on the phone. I said, my name is Frank from Brooklyn. I'm thinking of coming down. He said, listen, he gave me his number. He said, when you come down here, you look for me, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to reach out to him and give him your name.
Yeah, that's that Southern hospitality. I mean, I want to go. I have a connection to the Players Alliance, and I'm going to reach out to them.
You can go.
I think I can go on my own, but I would like to make it a bigger production, and the Players Alliance would be the best way to do it. So I'm going to check and see what their plans are, if they could use me, if they need me. And if not, I might just link up with Bob Kendrick, the president of the Negro Leagues Museum. I feel like it's just anybody that is in baseball, the black presence in baseball, black content creators, radio hosts, people that love baseball and love the game should be at these type of events. It's just good to show the representation. It's good to be united on that front. And, you know, I want to try and make it happen and get down there if I can.
No, your spirit and my spirit are the same. You know what's interesting? When I spoke to you about the Roberto Clemente game, I mentioned how Andujar was robbed.
Yeah.
Of the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
You know he was playing for the Pirates for that day?
Yeah, no, I know. I know. I got to go back to Pittsburgh, too, and go to the Roberto Clemente Museum out there. I have a nice watch from Oris. It's a Roberto Clemente limited edition. I feel like we don't talk about Roberto Clemente enough. I'm glad there's a day. I've been lobbying for his number to be retired.
Mm-hmm.
I just the little bit that I've learned and seen about Roberto Clemente, I marvel at. And I know that Latin, Dominican, Cuban, Puerto Rican, like all the Hispanic players revere him, and he's a legend in the game as well.
But you know what, April 15th is, I'm going to cancel that to go to the Patterson Museum. I was going to Toronto for Jackie Day.
Mm-hmm.
April 15th, guess who they're playing?
Are they playing the Dodgers?
No, the Yankees!
Okay.
April 15th in Toronto.
Yeah, I got to dive into the schedule. I was talking to Evan last night. Like, Evan knows the Mets schedule. He knows who the Mets like first, like five, six opponents are home and away. I'm like,
yeah,
all right,
right
I got it.
Right.
Like, I got to dive into the Yankee schedule and know who we're facing out of the gate.
No, but Andujar, after I hung up with you that day, I looked him up, and he's with the Pirate organization. They mm-hmm. called him up the following week, but he DH'd that day. He didn't play right field. I thought he was going to take the field on Clemente Day.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
He had 100 runs batted in for them, and he's with Oakland now.
Oh, I didn't even realize he had that many RBI with them. Good. I'm glad he landed somewhere.
With the Indianapolis, the Pittsburgh affiliate, but then Oakland has him now. The Pirates didn't keep him.
Yeah. Miguel Andujar. We thought he should have won Rookie of the Year over Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. And then he was robbed in the Dominican Republic of a $7,000 Rolex watch.
I remember he got robbed. They stuck him up,
You heard about that.
Yeah, it delayed him coming back to Yankee spring training. He was still with the Yankees back then.
Oh, okay. But listen, I'm going to be there on the 11th. I hope to see April 11th.
April 11th, Patterson, New Jersey. I look forward to meeting you.
And the park, whatever.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Frank. 877-337-6666. If you call now, you'll probably be on with Big Mac. I've got three calls. You guys stay on hold. We'll get to you. So let's break it down. Play some other sounds, some ads, whatever. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Another one. I don't even know what to say half the time. I love this beat, though. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Another one in the books, a five-hour KM to AM on the Fan. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for tweeting, even you lame nerd weirdos. I appreciate you guys. I was just telling Big Mac out there because we both got kind of caught up in our reaction to the Buster Only tweet today. And I guess it started a little bit of a fracas on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even see any of that. I chuck and duck. I hit mute conversation. I say what I got to say and I'm out of there. I ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. All right, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got time to take my last three calls. Let's do that, then I'm out, and then Big Mac is next, and I'll be listening to his show as I fight traffic and try and dip out of New York City. Kevin is in Copenhagen. What's up, Kevin? You're on the Fan.
Yo, what's up, Keith? What's wrong with Met City dancers, you know, dancing in the dugout? They do it in Korea. They do it in Japan.
What's wrong with dancing in the dugout? The Queens crew, you mean?
No, yeah, they're dancing on top of the dugout, man. What's wrong with that?
I can't wait to see it. When you're down five runs and they start hitting the Macarena, it's going to be lit.
No, this Juan Soto stuff, man, it's embarrassing. I know you and C-Mac are on it. We're moving to next year. That's not cool. Juan Soto is going to be a Yankee forever. I don't care. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Don't hate on the Mets City dancers. We're going to have a terrible season.
No. I'm not hating on the dancers. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I'm not hating on the dancers. They're men and women, which I saw a lot of goofies online trying to say, good for those girls. Those girls are getting jobs. I saw mostly dudes in the picture. And then I read up on it. They're trying to embody the spirit of the city, right? The people that dance on the subways and the Broadway performers and whatever, yo. Whatever you got to do. Whatever you got to do. In Queens, to like get some type of rally. They're talking about rallying the crowd, some type of excitement. Whatever you got to do besides actually field a good team, go for it, yo. I don't care. I don't even be over there. I go over there once a year when the Yankees play. So all the gimmicks from the seven line to Mr. Met, Mrs. Met, I don't know, give Mr. Met and Mrs. Met a junior. Can we see Mr. Met Junior? It doesn't matter to me. I care about baseball. And I hope the Yankees get back to winning games, and Yankee baseball is what I'm about. I don't care about all that other goofy stuff. I don't care about the Queens crew. The jokes write themselves. You're calling up and asking me about my take on it. My take on it is, ha, ha, ha. Like, that's where you're at. That's where you're at after having the new George Steinbrenner. That's where you're at after crowning this guy king. He's going to roll out a dance crew for outdoors. The Met City dancers. They're not the Knicks City dancers that are indoors or the Brooklyn Nets. You guys have now like a hype crew that they're going to be doing handstands and break dancing on top of the dugout while your starter is getting pulled. That's none of my business. Peter's in Manhattan. Peter, you're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Just quickly, you brought a member, Roberto Clemente. Just historically,
yeah.
1971 was the first time a starting lineup featured a non-white starter for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They eventually won the World Series.
Okay, yeah.
Clemente, by far, the best defensive player. I mean, he could throw like a cannon, and he was greatly discriminated. Just so you know, when he came in, they called him Bob, and it took him a while to make it Roberto. The other thing about it, the official scorers just screwed him. He could have won easily another 2-3 batting titles. But hits would be scored at average.
Yeah.
Historically, before his 3,000 hits was not clean, and he basically told the official scorer, I want this to count as an error, and then he came back and hit his final 3,000 hit.
Yeah. Baseball is a hard enough game, and they made it harder for guys like him, like Jackie Robinson, and plenty others, and they still found a way to be successful and triumph, and that's why I say we don't talk about those guys enough.
I mean, he was entertaining to watch. Now, with Soto, I wanted to get your take on this. You said the Mets would have to go $100 million. Now, here's my take on this. He's going to be 26. I'm looking at a 12-year contract, maybe $50 million a year. So do you think the Yankees are going to offer him $600 and the Mets can come in at $700? I mean, is that possible?
Right. It'd be ridiculous, right? But we in the world of Shohei Ohtani signing a $700 million deal, I'm not going to say anything is impossible. I think, though, the Mets are going to have to go the extra mile because they don't have the brand equity. They don't have the name. They don't have the look. They don't have the history. They don't have the players on their roster to bring a player in like Juan Soto and literally take him from the Yankees, who gave up a bunch of players for him. The Yankees have money too, but the Mets would have to go to a further extent, so far away from the Yankees' offer where the Yankees are like, all right, come on now, we can't do that. And I think the Mets could do that and still lose out on Juan Soto.
Right, but over 10 years, it can be $10 million a year over 10 years. That's incredible. Anyway, before I go, how's your family, your boy, your wife, everybody good there?
They're great. I'm blessed. My son is 11 months. He's turning more into a little boy. My wife literally texts me. She's like, you know, thank you so much for making this little human with me. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. You made him in there. I didn't really even know what was going on. I forget when we went about that or how it happened. I just knew I was like, oh, my wife's pregnant.
Yeah, he'll be running pretty soon.
Yeah, so, I can't wait. He's already athletic. He throws and plays like fetch with himself. He's standing up on his own. I'm like, let's go, bro. Like, let's go.
Listen, if you want to hoop, like we Jackson, can hoop. You know, Keith, with a name like Jackson, you know he's going to be a slut.
I hope so. That'd be a great name, right? Now, leading off for your New York Yankees, number 11, Jackson McPherson. And I'll be somewhere in the suite like, let's go, Jackman. Let's go, Jack. What do you say, Jack? I want him to be a baseball player. He's probably going to be a football player like me. But whatever. I told him recently, I'm like, if you play football, bro, you don't have to go through what I went through. They don't even hit anymore. By the time you start playing football, it's going to be patty cake. It's going to be powder puff. You'll be all right. Hey, coming up next, my guy, C-Mac. He's definitely going to talk about Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, Juan Soto, and all that. Stay tuned for his show. He'll take you through the overnight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM out. I'm done. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.